Parents didn't intentionally damage their children. They merely inculcated attitudes that they felt would be important and useful to their offspring. Newborn children were little computers waiting to be programmed, and they would learn whatever they were taught, from bad grammar to bad attitudes. Like computers, they were undiscriminating. They had no way to differentiate between good ideas and bad ones. The analogy was quite exact. Many people had remarked on the childishness and the literalness of computers. For example, if you could instruct a computer to put on your shoes and socks, the computer would certainly reply that socks could not be fitted over shoes. All the important programming was finished by the age of 7. Racial attitudes, sexual attitudes, ethical attitudes, religious attitudes, national attitudes. The gyroscope was set, and the children let loose to spin off on their predetermined courses. Mind control. What about something as simple as social conventions? What about shaking hands when you meet someone, facing forward in elevators, passing on the left, having your wine glass on the right? Hundreds of little conventions that people needed in order to stereotype social interaction. Take away any of them, and you produce unbearable anxiety. People needed mind control. They were glad to have it. They were hopelessly lost without it. But let a group of people try to solve the greatest problem in the world today, uncontrolled violence, and suddenly there are shouts from all sides, "Mind control! Mind control!" Which was better, control or uncontrol? She got off at the fourth floor, brushed past several policemen in the hallway, and went into her office. Anders was there, hanging up the telephone, and frowning. "We just got our first break," he said. "Oh?" Her irritation dissipated in a wave of expectancy. "Yes," Anders said. "But I'll be damned if I know what it means. What happened?" "Benson's description and his pictures are being circulated downtown, and somebody recognized him." "Who?" "A clerk in building and planning in City Hall. He said Benson came in 10 days ago. Building and planning files specifications on all public structures erected within city limits, and they administer certain building codes." Ross nodded. "Well, Benson came in to check specs on a building. He wanted to review electrical blueprints. Said he was an electrical engineer, produced some identification." Ross said, "The girls at his house said he'd come back for some blueprints." "Well, apparently he got them from building and planning." "What are they for?" "University Hospital," Anders said. "He has the complete wiring system for the entire hospital. Now, what do you make of that?" By 8 o'clock, she was almost asleep, standing up. Her neck was hurting badly, and she had a headache. She realized that she didn't have any choice anymore. Either she got some sleep, or she'd pass out. "I'll be on the floor if you need me," she told Anders, and left. She walked down the corridor of the NPS, past several uniformed cops. She no longer